proclaimed the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program about Jewish belief. We have been looking at people who claimed falsely to be the Messiah. According to the fifth chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus Christ informed a crowd of Jews that, quote, "I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive," unquote. Nearly 2,000 years have passed since he made that statement. Since that time, various Jews have arisen and laid claim to the title of Messiah. In the last lesson, we looked at two such people who professed their messiahship even during the time of Jesus Christ, namely Simon of Perea and Anthronges. In the current lesson, we will look at some other claimants, people who arose in the years immediately following the Savior's crucifixion, during the New Testament era. A man named Theudas led a rebellion against Rome in the middle of the 1st century A.D. Josephus, the historian, wrote that Theudas went to the Jordan River and promised to divide its waters, as Joshua had done. If such an event had actually transpired, Theudas might have attempted to replicate that miracle that Joshua performed, a miracle recorded in Joshua chapter 3. Gamaliel spoke about Theudas in the fifth chapter of Acts. He addressed the Jewish Sanhedrin, informing them that Theudas had led a group of approximately 400 men. Theudas' rebellion failed. The Romans killed him and scattered his followers, who might not even have borne arms. Shortly after A.D. 50, another messianic claimant came on the scene. This man was known only by the nickname of the Egyptian. The Egyptian belonged to the Sicarii wing of the Jewish zealots, so named for the small daggers they carried, concealed within their cloaks. As part of a mob, the Sicarii would use those daggers to kill Romans and try to blend into the background crowd afterwards. The Egyptian led a large group of his followers to the Mount of Olives, intending to capture the Roman garrison in Jerusalem. His effort failed, however. Lysias, the same Roman centurion mentioned in Acts chapter 21, Lysias spoke about him when asking Paul, quote, "Art not thou that Egyptian, which before these days madest an uproar and ledest out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers?" Unquote. Menachem ben Judan also came from the group known as Sicarii. The Talmud may have alluded to him under the name of Menachem ben Hezekiah as, quote, "the comforter that should relieve," unquote. Hezekiah may refer to a notorious bandit of that same name, captured and executed years before by Herod the Great. At the beginning of the first Jewish uprising against Rome, which occurred around AD 67, Menachem ben Judah and his men attacked the fortress of Masada. They captured the weapons stored there. With these armaments, they defeated the forces of Herod Agrippa at the Roman fortress known as Antonia, located in Jerusalem. After that, though, a group of Menachem's rivals plotted against him successfully and killed him. Each of these men put themselves forth as political liberators, not as spiritual deliverers. They persuaded others to follow them in overthrowing their Roman oppressors, because the Jews hated being under the thumb of Rome at that time. Nevertheless, the efforts of these men failed. The circumstances of these failures did not deter others from laying claim to the title Messiah. We'll see this in future sessions.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.